From Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. Workers are returning to the office at the same time gas prices are setting records. That's causing commuters to turn to a little-known form of mass transit that's been around since the 70s, vanpooling. Car rental companies such as Enterprise rent vans to workers who drive each other to the job. Stephen Basaha of the Gulf States Newsroom traveled with one vanpool along the Gulf Coast to see why they're growing.
The van sitting outside the Whataburger parking lot looks a step or two up from an airport shuttle. Three riders climb inside for the 60-mile drive from Mobile, Alabama, to their jobs at a VA medical center in Mississippi.
See you later.
They still have two more riders to pick up, so they need to leave shortly after sunrise. For 9 years, Lori Bowen's been the van's primary driver. She sticks to two major rules: no politics and no religion.
This is a nice hour drive, but it can be a monster if you get into a heated argument and you get to work and you're upset.
While she drives, her coworkers like Tiffany Moore are free to do just about whatever they want.
Sometimes we chat. I sleep mostly. I'm known for sleeping.
Enterprise says it's running about 8,000 vanpools across the country. Small numbers compared to other mass transit options like buses. But while public transportation ridership dropped big during the pandemic, fewer people gave up their vanpools. Now, Enterprise says its vanpools are up more than 20% compared to last year. And a big part of that appeal, according to Bowen, is that high cost at the pump.
Because if you go back and forth every day from here to Biloxi, it's a lot of gas mileage.
If all of this sounds a lot like carpooling, well, they're pretty similar. The main difference comes from drivers splitting the rental costs and sometimes getting a subsidy. In Bowen's case, her job covers both the rental and gas.
We were doing that right out of high school, 18 years old. We were carpooling.
Kevin Coggin first got interested in vanpooling after he carpooled back in the 70s to a job at a Mississippi shipyard.
We saw the advantage of it, the drive in the traffic. Why would you want to continue to do that if you had a choice not to?
Decades later, the shipyard needed help after its workers were displaced by Hurricane Katrina. They turned to Coggin, now the head of Mississippi's Coast Transit Authority, and he still had that carpooling experience in the back of his mind.
I said, okay, well, cool. I get an opportunity to work to get a vanpool going.
Did it work?
Absolutely, it worked. We were running, you know, probably 10, 15 vans. They just really needed it at the time.
Today, Coggin partners with Enterprise to vanpool workers into Mississippi from Louisiana, Alabama, and Florida. The numbers have gone up and down, but with a combo of gas prices and a tight labor market making employers desperate to recruit workers from further off, Coggin says vanpooling's having a big moment.
We're adding 2-3 vanpools a month for the last couple of months. It's really catching on again.
Enterprise believes the number of vanpools will eventually double or even triple, but the company admits vanpooling will likely stay a niche part of its business. One challenge Coggin runs into comes from people worrying about needing a car for emergencies.
It's like, what if I'm at work at the shipyard and my wife's sick or my kid's sick, got hurt, I need to leave.
He offers a simple solution: free emergency rides.
You know how often they use it? Enterprise may have told you this. Never.
There's also another problem that's not as easy to solve: finding drivers. The van pool for Mobile makes it to the Biloxi VA with about 15 minutes to spare.
Thanks again.
Shane Pierce took the wheel today, so Lori Bowen didn't have to talk and drive. She's planning on retiring in a year or so, but while Pierce doesn't mind driving from time to time, he's not interested in taking over.
You're in charge of all the maintenance of the van. If it needs tires, if it needs oil changes, all that stuff. So it's a lot of responsibility Lori has, and we appreciate her.
Yeah, and it sounds like you like it for almost the lack of responsibility you have.
Exactly. You know, you can just jump in there and just put your earbuds in and just chill out, close your eyes and wake up. Time to go to work.
Pierce ended up waiting a year and a half to get his schedule to line up to join this vanpool. And once it did, he called Bowen right away. He says driving on your own dime gets pricey. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Stephen Basaha.